So, we get to try a new ritual together today. This is a take on a ritual that most of our congregations use at ingathering time. We share our water, and we do it as a way of joining each other, and joining each other in ways that words can't quite get to. Words are incredibly beautiful. I say that as a former theater major and English major. And yet, they fall short of truly expressing what is in our hearts. For some of those expressions, we need to use our bodies. We need to go through things silently, just for a few moments, so that we can see what pops up. So, following the tradition of our Unitarian Universalist women leaders from the 1970s, we are going to combine our water, combine places that we've been to, places that are special to us, or places that we call home. And we are going to create a water that is the water of this community. And then we will bless our departing Director of Religious Education, Philip Green, as he goes into his next chapter of ministry. And we will then finish the service in the true communion style, where we will also then receive water back in our containers to take home and boil and keep as our own holy water. Our holy water is blessed by so many here. What could be more holy? What could be more sacred? So please come and share your water, your specialness, your divinity with your community. If you forgot to bring your own water, we have two very full pitchers from our taps, and you're welcome to pour in. Thank you. have to actually plan things ahead of time. So this big jug is from my ordination. We did a water service ceremony at my ordination in June, and several of the search committee members and some others came out and brought water from Ohio. So I was already immersed in you all before I got here. And so I'm going to share this. It comes from all over the country. We had speakers from Boston, the Cleveland area, all the way out to Portland, Oregon, Michigan, Minnesota. They came together to celebrate Unitarian Universalism ministry and really our hope for the future. And so that's why water service has to be all ages, because we're learning how to be together and to celebrate and believe in each other. And we can't do that without the whole community. I'm so glad that you all came out on a rainy, kind of dreary day. I know it's the type of day that I would have enjoyed sleeping in. So now, we're going to combine this water, as we have, and I'm going to call up our children and youth and religious education volunteers, and of course, our dear Director of Religious Education, Dr. Philip Green. So I have a ladle, and I will try not to give you a bath. You can come back up to take your water to take home and boil and hold with you as a concrete reminder of this community, who we are, and it's something that you can hold with you for the times of the future and for the present. Come.
Thank you. bring containers. We may have things that we can use from the kitchen if you'd like to come and gather a little bit of water, whether it's a Ziploc bag or a little container. You're more than welcome to do that after the service. I will make sure to sneak out a chunk of it so that we don't run out. This is our holy water, and as has been your custom, it seems, actually I think I'm assuming it's been your custom, it's boiled and then frozen and used for the next water service, and it's also used for child dedications. Do you all use it for child dedications? No. Oh, it's a wonderful thing to do, is to include the holy water when we dedicate and celebrate a child. So hopefully there will be plenty of time and children to celebrate in the future. Now, I'm thinking I'm gonna put the microphone down and we'll go back to the order of service.